This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I say National Labor Relations Board, you get ready for some snoozer of a story about employment law. I get that. Totally. No offense to employment lawyers intended here. But there is a case before the NLRB right now that's going to be felt way beyond the immediate parties to it. Marketplace's Mark Garrison is on it.
It's all about employees working for subcontractors or franchisees. It's a case with sharp points of disagreement, but there are some key points of consensus.
That's going to have big implications for the economy as a whole.
That's Angelo Amador of the National Restaurant Association, who gives an industry perspective. And here's Bob Bruno, a University of Illinois labor relations professor, sympathetic to unions.
It's potentially a big deal because it can redefine who an employer is under federal labor law.
All sides agree this decision will be huge because of what's at stake. Think of a big corporation that hires a company to clean its building, or a burger chain that franchises. Right now, workers can't collectively bargain with the corporation or fast food chain, only the subcontractor or franchisee. Unions don't like that. Michael Wasser is with the pro-union group Jobs with Justice.
Labor standards, our protections for workers haven't kept pace, and this is an opportunity simply to modernize the rules so that they keep the spirit of the law intact.
Of course, whether it's a good idea to change things is where the disagreement begins. Various industries are against this because they don't want to be liable for subcontractors and franchisees. Marilyn Pearson is a partner at DLA Piper, who advises corporate clients on labor issues.
This will be so disruptive to those relationships. And what the board is suggesting it may go to would have really significant impact.
Companies argue making them responsible for contractors would strangle profits and ultimately hurt jobs. Unions believe such a move would create a better environment for workers. One final point of agreement, we may soon find out who's right. The labor board leans Democratic. Observers on all sides are betting it'll rule in favor of the unions soon. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.